Hi, this is Dr. Mohammed Sidi, getting medical report. Patient first name is Razia, R-A-Z-I-A. Last name is Qadri, Q-U-A-D-E-E-R. Date of birth is 01-26-1950. Period examination date is 02-21-2023. Period next time chief complaint, colon patient came today. His chief complaint of hot flashes, comma, cramps and spasm of the neck, comma, shortness of breath, and pain in the left foot. Period next time subject to colon. Patient came today with her son, stating that she has hot flashes on and off, and is associated with sometimes sweating. And this was going on for past 6 or 7 months. And patient has done over-the-counter medication without any relief period. Next time, patient also complained of spasm of the neck muscles, and it's worse in the daytime, and is relieved after afternoon. The next line, the pain in the neck level is 4 or 5, and is relieved after resting period. There is no radiation of pain to the upper extremities period. Next line, patient has mild shortness of breath, especially upon exertion, and is and it does not happen at rest. The patient has not gained any excessive weight, and there is no swelling of the left period. Next line, patient complained of left foot pain after she fell down 2 weeks ago. The foot pain level is 5 or 6 upon exertion, and it is relieved after resting. Patient is able to walk now and less pain. There is no redness here. Next line, review of system, colon, patient desired, excessive weight gain, comma, dizziness, comma, headache, comma, sore throat, comma, fever, comma, chills, comma, cough, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, change in the bowel habits, the stool color, comma, urinary or bowel incontinence, comma, legs swelling or calf swelling, comma, focal weakness of the upper lower extremity or the skin rashes. Here, next line, cast medical history is significant for chronic bronchitis, and she is on albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs every 4 hours as needed. Here, next line, which has a history of arthralgia, and she uses Voltaren gel 1%, apply 1 gram to the joints daily as needed. Here, the next line, patient has history of hypothyroidism, and she's on levothyroxine 25 micrograms 4 times a week. Here, next line, patient has a history of mild gastritis, and she's on omeprazole 20 milligrams once a day, an empty stomach before meal every day, along with bland diet. Here, next line, objective colon, HEENT examination. On a markable the next line, there is no thyroid enlargement or lymph node enlargement. Here, next line, heart examination has normal first and second of lungs with any murmur. Here, next line, lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. Here, next line, abdomen is slightly obese without any tenderness and bowel control active. Here, next line, extremities has no calf tenderness or edema. Here, left foot examination reveals mild tenderness of the forefoot of the left side, and there is no redness of the skin. Patient is able to ambulate without any significant pain. Period. Next line. Musculoskeletal examination reveals minimal tenderness of the soft tissue of the cervical spine, and range of movement is slightly painful. Period. Next patient. Same patient. Razia, R-A-Z-I-A, last name Qadir. Date of birth is 01-26-1950, period examination date is 03-03-2023, period next line. Chief complaint, colon, patient came today with a chief complaint of drooping of the eyelids, especially in the right eye, period. Next line, subject to colon. Patient noticed drooping of the eyelid, upper eyelid in the right eye for a month. And it started after she cried a lot after her unexpected death of her son. Period. Patient stated that her vision is unremarkable, and she does not have any other visual problems at this time. Period. Next line, review of system, colon, patient denied. Headache, comma, dizziness, comma, delusion, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling, or calling down episodes to your next line. Objective colon. HENT examination reveals slight drooping of the right eyelid, which is upper eyelid, and there is no conjunctival changes. Patient field of vision is unremarkable, and there is only stagmus. Period. Next line. Heart examination and lung examination are within normal limits. Period. Next line. Extremities have no cavitary or edema or tremors. Period. Next patient. Same patient, Razia, last name Kadir. Date of birth is 01-26-1950. Period examination date is 06-12-2023. Period. Next time, chief complaint, colon patient came today for annual physical exam and also complaining of right heel pain, comma, neck pain, comma, constipation. Period. Next time, subject to colon patient stated that she has noticed pain in the right heel, and it radiates up to the right leg. There is no redness or swelling of the calf. This happened after she came from visit to India. Period. Patient had venous Doppler of the leg without any witness of clots. Thrombosis. Period. The pain level is 4 or 5 and is worse upon exertion. Period. Next line. Patient also complained of neck pain and it is worse upon exertion. The pain level is 4 or 5 and there is no radiation of pain to the upper extremities. Period. Next line. Patient has the constipation on and off. She did well last year, but the patient was taking Miralax at that time. Patient has not seen any blood or stools. Here, next line. Review of system. Colon patient denied excessive weight gain, comma, dizziness, comma, headache, comma, cough, comma, fever, comma, chills, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, a change in the correction bowel incontinence or stool incontinence, or urine incontinence, comma, leg swelling, comma, tremors, comma, focal weakness over the upper lower extremities, comma, skin rashes, or falling down episodes. Here, next line. That's medical history. It's significant for gastritis, and she is on omeprazole, 40 milligrams once a day, along with the bland diet. Here, next line. Patient also has a history of hypothyroidism. She is on levothyroxine, 25 microgram once a day. Period. Next line, patient has a history of vitamin D deficiency, and she is on vitamin D3 supplement, 50,000 units once a week. Period. Next line. Family history not contributory. Period. Next line. Recent surgical history none. Period. Next line. Periodontic care is reviewed and discussed, and patient is up to date on COVID vaccinations. Period. Next line. Social history. Patient is married, lives with her husband, and she has two sons. And patient does not work. Period. Patient never smokes cigarette. Alcohol use never use any drugs, and she is very active at home. Period. Next line. Objective colon. HENT examination is unremarkable. Period. Next line, neck is supple without thyroid enlargement or lymph node enlargement. Period. Next line, chest is symmetrical without any deformity, and there are no axillary lymph node enlargement. Period. Next line, heart examination has normal first and second response without any cardiac murmur. Period. Next line, lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. Period. Next line, abdomen is slightly obese without any internal nerve involved in the active. Period. Next line, extremities has no cap tenderness or edema or tremors. Period. Next line. Neurological examination is intact, and patient is able to ambulate without any assistance. Period. Right foot examination reveals tenderness of the Achilles tendon, and there is no redness or swelling. Patient is able to ambulate without any assistance. Period. Next line. Musculoskeletal examination reveals mild tenderness of the soft tissue of the cervical spine, and movement is reduced due to pain. Period. Next one, had a long discussion with the patient and her son, and all their questions answered to the satisfaction of verbalized full understanding. Period. Next question, same patient, Razia, R-A-Z-I-A, last name Kadir. Date of birth is 01-26-1950, period of submission date is 07-17-2023. So next line, chief complaint, colon patient came today for the chief complaint of weakness, comma, fatigue, comma, hair loss, comma, loss of sleep, comma, numbness of the extremities, and left foot pain. Your next line, subject to colon. Patient came to you with her son, stating that she has laboratory test done recently, and she found to have anemic. The patient is going to have serum iron blood test. Also, she will be getting stool test for occult blood period. Next line. The patient's TSH was elevated, and she has gained weight. And patient is going to be started on higher dose of levothyroxine. Period. Next line. Patient has hair loss, mostly on the scalp, and she has this condition for the past 6 months, and is worse in the last 1 month. Period. Next line, patient complained of left foot pain, and it is mostly on the heel, and it's worse upon exertion, and lately patient was walking as exercise. Here, and left foot pain level is 3 or 4, and it is completely relieved upon resting. Here, next line, patient also stated that she has a loss of sleep, and she does not snore in the night time. Period. Patient sometimes feels fatigued, and she has not tried any over-the-counter pain medications. Period. Next line. The patient has numbness of the lower extremities, and her blood sugars has been stable. Patient has a history of hypothyroidism. Period. Next line. Review of system, colon, patient denied, and dizziness, comma, headache, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, change in the bowel habits of stool color, comma, urinary incontinence, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling, comma, focal weakness of the upper lower extremities, comma, severe back pain, or skin rashes. Clear. Next line. That's medical history. Significant for vitamin D deficiency, and she is on vitamin D supplements, 5,000 units every day. Period. Next line. Patient has a history of hypothyroidism, and she is on levothyroxine 25 microgram once a day. Period. Next line. Patient has a history of gastritis, and she is on omeprazole 30 milligram before breakfast, along with Blandag. The next line, patient has a history of constipation, and she is on Miralax 17 grams mixed in water once a day. Here, next line. Objective colon. Examiner of the scalp reveals thinning of the hairs. There was no danger of period. Next line. It is coupled with any thyroid enlargement or lymph node enlargement. Period. Next line. Heart examination has normal first and second response without any murmurs. Period. Next line. Lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. Period. Next line. Abdomen is soft, slightly obese without a tenderness. The next line. Extremities have no calf tenderness or edema. And patient is able to ambulate without any assistance period. Next line. Left foot examination reveals tenderness of the calcaneus. Correction, tenderness of the calcaneus and also mild tenderness of the Achilles tendon. Pain is worse upon weight bearing, but the regular walking is not painful. Your next line. Peripheral pulses are unremarkable and there is no sensory function loss. Period. Next line, have a long discussion with the patient regarding treatment plan or the patient plan for satisfaction. If you verbalize full understanding, period. Next patient, same patient, Razia, R-A-Z-I-A, last name Kadir. Date of birth is 01-26-1950. Period examination date is 08-07-2023. The next line, chief complaint, colon. Patient came to this with chief complaint of nasal congestion, comma. Swelling of the upper lid of the left eye, comma, acid reflux, and cough. See the next and subjective colon. Patients say that she has nasal congestion started 2 weeks ago and it is progressively getting worse. Patient did not try any over-the-counter medications and she had no fever or chills. The next line patient has mild swelling of the upper lid of the left eye and is no significant redness. Our patient has similar episode last year and antihistamine helped her. The patient does not have any visual disturbances. The next line, the patient has acid reflux once or twice a week. And she is advised on bland diet. The also patient is advised to raise the head end of the bed at 6 to 7 inches. Period. Patient did not have any vomiting or change in the bowel habits or stool color. The next line, patient has mild cough. Whenever she has acid reflux, there is no sputum production. And patient does not have any wheezing. The next line, if you want system colon, patient denied. Headache, comma, dizziness, comma, depression, comma, throat, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, urinary and bowel incontinence, comma, leg swelling, or calf swelling, comma, focal weakness of the upper lower extremities, or recent travel to the next line. Past medical history, significance of vitamin D deficiency, and she is on vitamin D3 supplement, 5,000 units every day. Period. Next line. Patient uses Voltaren gel, 1%. The arms and legs upon whenever there is a pain. Once a day. Period. Next line. Patient has a history of hypothyroidism, and she is on levothyroxine, 50 microgram once a day. Period. Next line. Patient is on melatonin, 3 milligram once at the night time as needed. Period. Next line. Patient is on omeprazole, 20 milligram once a day before meal. And also, she takes Miralax for constipation, 17 grams, mixed in water every day. Period. Next line. Objective colon. HEENT examination reveals mild nasal congestion without any discharge. And oropharyngeal examination is unremarkable. Period. Next line. Left upper eyelid. Is unremarkable without any tenderness or redness. Here, next line. Heart examination has normal first and second sounds without any cardiac murmur. Here, next line. Lungs are clear bilaterally without any reason. Here, next line. Abdomen is slightly obese without any tenderness and bowel sounds are active. There is no argomegaly. Here, next line. Extremities has no calf tenderness or edema or tremors. Here, next line. Neurological examination is intact and patient is able to ambulate without any assistance field.
End of dictation.